Yeah, I think angels, as they appear to us now, do change their form. As you pointed out, never in the Bible are angels cherubs, little children. They're always depicted as male rather than female. That doesn't mean they are male. It means they do choose to take on a male personage when they appear. I mean, if they're angels are called spirits. Being spirits, you would think that would mean that they don't have genders, not, you know, human genders, male or female. At the same time, you could say, yes, but we're spirit beings who are also physical beings. And when our spirits and bodies are separated, like in the present heaven before the resurrection, would I still be a male? Would you still be, you know, female? And I think probably yes, not with the physical identifying features that distinguish us, but that it's part of personhood. It's not just a physicality issue. It's possible that angels are by nature male without having bodies, but it does seem that they take on normally male bodies. Now, I'm not saying they never take on female bodies. They easily could, but the passage in Hebrews about some have entertained angels unaware, definitely, as you pointed out, does mean that sometimes they appear to truly be human. One of the big problems in interpretation sometimes in the Old Testament is you've got all of these passages where somebody appears and they're called a man, and then another passage will call them an angel. And you have that. In fact, some people say it's a contradiction in the gospel accounts, because one will call... so you got one of them has two angels at the tomb. One has one angel sitting on the rock that's, you know, the stone that's been moved. And then there's a young man that is seen. And so you start going, are these men? Are they angels? Are there two? Is there one? Whatever. Well, part of the problem with that is that it's interchangeable. It's a descriptive thing. You see someone in a human form and you can call them a man. You're not saying for sure they are a man with human DNA. It's, I saw a man, one who appeared to be a man. But then when they know them to be angels, and you see this the same with the men who came to Abraham before Sodom and Gomorrah, and clearly one of their angels, and then one of them is the angel of the Lord. So we have another thing, and the angel of the Lord is probably the pre-incarnate Christ, because there are certain situations where the angel of the Lord, like when he appears to Joshua, and Joshua bows down on his knees. This is who has appeared to him. Well, every time you see in Scripture somebody bowing down to angels, the angels immediately tell them, don't bow down, because I'm not God. So don't bow down. But when they're not told don't bow down, that suggests the angel of the Lord, angel angelos, the Greek word, means a messenger, the sent one from the Lord. And so that angel of the Lord could be in human form, could be called a man, could be called an angel, could be called the angel of the Lord, God himself. So you got a lot of breadth there. But the point you made about angels being fearsome is just a huge one, because many times when angels appear to people, the first thing they say is, fear not, do not be afraid. Well, if a cherub, you know, appeared to you, just this a mild-mannered or just this sweet little thing appeared to you, you would not expect them to say, do not be afraid. You say, why would I be afraid? You know, angels are very fearsome, as you say. I actually, I have two graphic novels, you know, the long comic book style. And one of them is called Eternity, and it depicts the resurrection of Christ. And at one point I was working with the Marvel Comics artist who was doing the drawing, and he was He was giving me angels who were angels you wouldn't be afraid of. They're just, you know, very sweet, you know. And I said, okay, so you got to give me like a really, let's just say, macho, you know, angel who's muscular, powerful, the kind of being who, when he appears, would likely say to you, don't be afraid. Or maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he'd say, go ahead and be afraid. You know, I mean, depending on, if an angel appears in judgment, he doesn't say, don't be afraid. You know, when he appears to the shepherds, he says, don't be afraid, because he doesn't, you know, he's not judging them. He is actually honoring them by bringing them the good news.